After Mask 2 riots, all citizens must play. To myself, everywhere, cry out, break. Break all our securities and break out. Explore only the ranges beyond our mastering. Take on the inexorable demands made by a norm of unpremeditated excellence. Forget the elegant speeches, the unbreakable delicacy, or cello resonance of art. Forget faceless imperial worldwide governance and its shimmery statistical sheen. Why, even the memory traces of classical Greece's music are long forgotten. The empire then was Rome's. Our own skills and achievements are imprisoned by managed relationships. No one can manage quite. Money we used to see in metal baubles jig along the wires. There's a long footnote to that line. The metal baubles. Back when the new technology was electricity, the first department stores were festooned with maypole radiating wires. The dancers' ends came down to carts parceling purchases. The money offered and the invoices were stuffed in metal baubles and sent off jigging up the wires to the store's one changemaker, stamper of receipts, set apart up on a mezzanine level, caged, but always in plain view. Money is no longer visible. Now it vaporizes and disperses somehow and settles over all of us. We turn into a monstrous sameness, a jumble within one skin, a skin pulled taut until it hurts the whole ungeographical world of us. Break out. Break from all safe, comprehensive arguments. Never completely comprehended by controllers or controlled. Once there were landscapes, features, rugged outcroppings, signatures bespeaking persons. Now they all melt into categories till conglomeration begins to make categories a fiction, although still a soothing one. Security shackles us in shames and helplessness. The insecure are bony. They shuffle past, lean anywhere, drained clean of expecting or of anything beyond the courage to go on daily surviving. Beware of any notion of safety from having clustered under some forced or chosen minority. All of them are self-centered. All a security that blinds and deafens, exposing flank and heart to poisons from within as well. Where can anyone find sanctuary now that lethal puffs drift out of a fair sky, drift down? Gunshot crackles in the streets after our sheltering walls have crumpled, and still the illustrious ones, the conference diplomats, the key negotiators, a unique minority, are emperors on parade, unaware of being not even clad, let alone cloaked. Some count on the majority out there, bland in its openness, our security in the social swim. But like so many sure foundations, latterly this one seems unsettlingly wobbly. The animus keeps fading into passivity. Many that were supports, happily tolerating anything almost, now lean to imbalance, straggling off. Stop them. Break these vanilla-eyed visions, spongy with yearnings for prophesied pre-dawn light this very day. Nightfall is near. Break in, break up all our so solid structures for the glory of nothing to hold on to but untried air currents, the crack and ricochet of impact, risk survival into some indestructible, transmuted loss. There will begin perhaps a slow, secret, gradual germinating in the darkness.